This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
I'm Abby Hornacek.
I'm Ben Domenech.
I'm Dana Perino, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Monday, November 21st, 2022. I'm Eben Brown. Four murders, no answers. Not yet in a small Idaho town.
They know that there's a killer or killers out here on the loose, and they don't know who those killers are. The information that is being provided by law enforcement is limited.
This is the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
For a week now, the residents of Moscow, Idaho, have hoped to hear the police in their town have found a suspect for what appears to be four murders inside a home of college students. The investigators are working, but they are not forthcoming, except to say others identified and interviewed are excluded as suspects. So what does that mean for this investigation and for the people?
Law enforcement now is processing this crime scene.
Ted Williams is a former Washington, D.C. Metro Police detective, a former federal agent, and a lawyer. He is also a Fox News contributor, and he is in Moscow, Idaho, following this case.
They're gathering forensics. They're gathering as much physical evidence. They're talking to as many witnesses as they possibly can. They're also interviewing individuals within the neighborhood to try to determine if they've seen anything. They're certainly looking for video feeds in the neighborhood to try to bring the perpetrator or perpetrators to justice who committed these heinous acts, these four murders of these four young promising students. But outside the bubble, you have the community, a community that very distressed and stretched out at this immediate time, because quite naturally, they know that there's a killer or killers out here on the loose, and they don't know who those killers are. The information that is being provided by law enforcement is limited. I must say, in defense of law enforcement officers who are conducting this investigation, that they're trying to keep as much as they can close to the vest, and they're very tight-lipped. But on the other hand, you gotta bring the community along. You gotta let the community know as much as you possibly can, because it's the eyes and the ears of the community that will also help to solve these crimes.
When these crimes happen in any given town, I mean, and they do happen with some regularity, although not necessarily very frequently when we have these types of cases, they are completely upsetting. If it's a small town, they may not have the investigative resources. That's why they have to call in help. The small town residents think, well, gee, this never could have happened here. We never would have thought of something. But it's another reminder that crime can sort of happen everywhere and anywhere, and it does. And, you know, what can these folks do who live in this town? What can they do for themselves right now? What would you advise them as someone who's been on the homicide beat in the past and would be able to? What kind of words of advice would you give them?
I think if the citizens of this town, one thing I would say to them, if you see something, say something. It may be very minute. It may not be anything large, but it may be very significant in an investigation of this nature. And again, as I said, the citizens of even a small community are the eyes and the ears of law enforcement. And law enforcement is definitely dependent on them to tell law enforcement what, if anything, they may have seen that may be of some significance. That's very important in these investigations. But also what is definitely important are the forensics, the gathering of evidence at the crime scene. At this crime scene, because it was a very bloody crime scene, according to the medical examiner, I think law enforcement has a great deal of physical evidence to work with.
You mentioned earlier that police might be looking for video feeds. You know, in this day and age, everyone seems to have a camera on their doorknob, their doorbell. They may have other cameras on their property just because of the ease of these home security systems, of buying them and installing them oneself. Are these more helpful or hurtful in these types of investigations? Because everyone can probably come to the police and say, hey, I've got four different cameras I can show you.
I can tell you they're absolutely helpful. Law enforcement, no matter how much video feed you can give them, you can't really give them enough, because even though it may be large amounts of video that they receive from various individuals in the community, they will go through that. They will look for various investigated nuggets. And so the more the merrier when it comes to video from individuals within the community, especially in this area here that we are in off of King's Road here by the University of Idaho. Law enforcement are going door to door trying to find out if any individuals have ring doorbells, bid, or any kind of video. And they don't care how much, the more the merrier.
We're speaking with Fox News contributor Ted Williams. He's a former D.C. Metro Police homicide detective as well as an attorney on the quadruple murder still unsolved in Moscow, Idaho. On the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition, we'll have more straight ahead. Probably something that would have to be going through people's minds right now is how to keep themselves and their family safe, because there is, as you've said, a killer or killers on the loose. And these four victims were college students, so they were perhaps maybe of adult age, but they were still somebody's children. They were still somebody's babies, you know. And for a lot of people who have their kids off at school, they can't keep that eye on their kids. What conversations do people need to have, you know, with their kids, with their families?
They need to. Everyone should always be alert of their surroundings. But I can tell you, I don't think that citizens should be paralyzed as a result of these killings, because the law enforcement have given us some nuggets. One of the things they've said is that these killings were a targeted killing. And so if these killings were, in fact, targeted, then the community itself may not be in any danger. Because if they were targeted, then the killer or killers would have specifically focused in on one or two or more individuals in that home. One of the things that I'm sure the citizens are deeply concerned about is how, with at least five people in that home, two individuals who were not harmed, and the other three individuals there actually lived there, the one male person that was killed did not live at that home, but he was there. And the question is, how do you kill four people without someone hearing individuals screaming and hollering? And that is certainly something that is very suspect in this case. You wonder, what did the two surviving roommates hear? Now, we had a press conference yesterday, and we learned at the press conference for the first time that before law enforcement arrived on the scene, there were other individuals that came to the scene. That is very alarming and questionable, because it was one of those individuals who used one of the surviving two here on the scene cell phone and called law enforcement. But at that time, they had certainly walked through the crime scene. And so law enforcement are always very well concerned about contamination of a crime scene.
Is that becoming more and more of a problem, I think, with people trying to get involved with investigations? Do you see that as a problem of contaminating those crime scenes, that people are taking upon themselves to try to investigate things if they're not happy with what police are doing at the moment?
Well, it isn't so much that they're not happy with what law enforcement is doing. It's just the mere fact that if you came to a crime scene, you're more reactive than thinking about, hey, look, I need to preserve this, I need to preserve that. And if individuals came to the scene and they saw that someone was unconscious, they may very well step in the blood or whatever have you, but they don't know that the person is dead. So they may try to do whatever they can to render assistance. And in doing so, they may very well destroy a crime scene. But I don't see individuals going out of their way to try to be super detectives at crime scenes. And normally, when there is a crime scene, always remember that once law enforcement arrives, they immediately quarantine that area.
Ted Williams, a former D.C. Metro Police detective and attorney, and of course our Fox News contributor. Thank you so much for being with us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition.
My pleasure.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.